From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Much of the focus on Pakistan centers on the lawless tribal areas along the Afghan border, where the Taliban fighters are based. But Pakistan's problems are far greater than that. The government has failed to deliver services across much of the country. This nuclear-armed nation has neglected education, and health care is a low priority. Pakistan has an increasing number of people who are ill-trained, illiterate, and angry. NPR's Anne Garrels visited a village in the heartland where the failures of successive Pakistani governments can be seen in stark relief.
Once they greet a visitor, 40 children sit down at tables and scribble away at a test. This is the first time most have had a chance to learn how to read and write, but it's no thanks to the government. It's only because a Pakistani NGO has stepped in to provide education, and it's just a drop in the bucket. Here in the sprawling village of Barako, just 45 minutes by car from the capital, there's no proper government school. Instead, the authorities rely on the widespread system called informal education. One ill-trained, underpaid teacher working with no desks and limited books in a private house. Hardly a school, and an inadequate way to educate Barako's more than 2,000 children. The majority of these kids have no choice but to get their education at a mosque school called a madrasa.
Either in the madrasas or they were not going to the schools anywhere. They were earning money, they were picking up the garbage, or they were working in the motor shops.
That Zara Fatemi. Frustrated with the failure of her government, she set up the True Worth Foundation with private donations.
These children who are living in this condition, ultimately what happens, they become very vulnerable. And once they become vulnerable, they are subjected to any kind of pressure. Somebody, anyone who are become the extremist can come down and talk to them and brainwash them. They don't have education. If they give you a little bit of money, they say yes to anything. And this is how terrorism and this is how fundamental increases in this country.
School acha hai, bahut acha hai, padhai bhi achi hai.
Until this school was set up a year ago, Saba, a tiny, undernourished 14-year-old, had only learned to recite the Quran at the mosque. Now she's also learning to read and write. She loves geography and science. She dreams of being a doctor. But to get families to surrender their working children and allow them to be educated, Zara had to promise them more income. So she set up a skill center for women. It took a lot of persuasion to get the husbands to go along with it.
It's a male-dominating society. The male were very hesitant in sending their women to learn any kind of a skill which they think is wrong.
It took a community meeting and reassurances their wives would not be working in public. So far, the center has focused on skills like sewing and tailoring, things the women can do at home. Gulfam Majaz says even after her husband abandoned her and their children, her family still refused to allow her to work. But because the new skill center was set up right here in Barakau and didn't require she leave the confines of the village, she finally had the confidence to put her foot down. Now she believes she can earn enough money to educate her kids. Unlike her and more than 50% of Pakistanis, she hopes her children will not be illiterate. This kind of program is hardly new. It's cheap. Zara Fatemi, with no prior experience, has made it work by sheer dint of determination. But it's something the government has failed to do, and Zara and her team have come up against repeated failures by the government, with one problem compounding the next. Vakaz Dogar works with Zara on health issues.
Water sanitation issue is most critical in this area, you know. There is no such system for water purification.
Sewage flows through open channels, children bathe in cattle troughs, electricity is off more than it's on. All this not far from Kahuta, where Pakistan spent billions to develop its nuclear weapons program. Zara can't solve all this, but she's expanding her programs to another nearby village, where 25-year-old Zarmina Janasar lives in a one-room, mud-and-brick house with her husband and seven children. They're farm laborers. Exhausted, Zarmina holds a newborn, who's brought more worries than joy. She doesn't know how she will feed or educate her kids.
All these problems, they all have a skin problem because of dirty water.
Zara says just about every family here suffers from either hepatitis C or serious gastrointestinal problems.
Even if we give them the medicine, the next day they go back into those dirty water to take showers and the problem starts again. So it's a very vicious circle. So unless and until the problem, the water problem is so not solved, there's no way we can help them out. And there we are fighting with the government also.
Until Zara recently opened a clinic to service the area, there was no ready access to a doctor. Infant mortality is amongst the highest in the world, 10 times that of the U.S., twice that of neighboring India. With most families here living on a dollar a day, she and the new physician are tackling the delicate issue of contraception. The women were receptive. The big question was how to deal with the men.
I know it's dangerous. I know it's very difficult to talk to the men on this subject. But I thought, let me try it. Let me see what the reaction should be.
Their reaction was better than she dared hope. Many women are now coming to the clinic along with their husbands. Zara and the doctor insist on that because if the women do it on their own and are caught, they risk being beaten or worse. 25-year-old Zarmina says she too would like help. Zara quietly talks to her husband, explaining Islam is not against spacing children. He says, okay. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Barakoa.